In this bulletin, a man faces court accused of killing two Victorian campers. Australian Federal Police arrive in the Solomon Islands to help restore order, and Tim Payne to take a leave of absence from all forms of cricket. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. A man accused of killing two Victorian campers has been remanded in custody after facing court. 55-year-old former airline pilot Gregory Lynn is charged with the murders of Russell Hill and Carol Clay, who were last seen in the Wanangatta Valley in March 2020. Lynn faced the Sale Magistrates Court via video link this morning and was remanded to return to court next April. His wife, Melanie Lynn, also appeared on the video link with her camera off. Police have established a crime scene in the Alps in an undisclosed area that they've identified may contain the missing pair's remains. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia will not be involving itself in the internal political affairs of the Solomon Islands as it helps the small nation to restore order. The South Pacific country has seen 2 days of civil unrest, including rioting and looting, with people angry over government corruption and an allegiance switch from Taiwan to China. Mr. Morrison says 23 Australian Federal Police officers arrived in Honiara overnight, with 15 more to follow today, and he's keeping a close eye on the situation.
We have Australians who are bravely going back to the Solomon Islands to support our Pacific family, to ensure that we can have stability and peace so they can resolve issues internally. They are not issues that Australia involves ourselves in. I thank the Prime Minister of Fiji, Prime Minister Bainimarama, Prime Minister Ardern, Prime Minister Marape for their strong support for the role that Australia has taken. It's a positive role. It's there to support our family in the Pacific in a time when they need us.
The federal government has confirmed that it was aware that a Chinese military vessel spent time in Australia's exclusive economic zone. The spy ship spent nearly 3 weeks in Australian waters, travelling from Darwin down to Sydney in August. Under freedom of navigation rules, it is legal for foreign vessels to enter another country's exclusive economic zone as long as they stay beyond 12 nautical miles from the coast. In coronavirus news, there were 1,362 new cases in Victoria in the past 24 hours and 7 more deaths. And New South Wales has recorded 261 new cases with no further deaths. New quarantine rules will come into force in the United Kingdom after the discovery of a new coronavirus variant. All flights from 6 South African countries are being suspended, while travellers from those nations will need to quarantine on arrival in the UK. So far, the new variant has been detected in South Africa, Hong Kong and Botswana. The UK's Health Secretary, Sajid Javid, says scientists are deeply concerned.
I've been updated on this variant by the UK Health Security Agency, and they have now designated it as a variant under investigation. The early indications we have of this variant is that it may be more transmissible than the Delta variant, and the vaccines that we currently have may be less effective against it.
And in sport, Tim Payne will take a leave of absence from playing cricket in the wake of the sexting scandal. Payne stepped down from the Australian captaincy last week after it was revealed that explicit text he sent to a former colleague in 2017 would be made public. Payne was going to continue playing the summer season, but Cricket Tasmania has now announced in a statement that he's advised them of his leave of absence. Well, now the weather. Perth, sunny and 34. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 21. Melbourne, a shower or two and windy and 20. Hobart, cloudy, 15. Rain for Canberra, 16. Possible storm in Wollongong and rain, 19. Similar conditions in Sydney, 21. Newcastle, same forecast, 22. Brisbane, showers with a storm likely in 27. Some showers in Cairns, 33. And Darwin, showers and a possible storm, and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.